It's the impossible question.
Philly's B101.
We've got $909 in the jackpot for the impossible question this morning on the Kathy Romano Show. The question is, one member of the show is the only one to have this happen to them. Who and what is it? Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you, Dwayne?
I'm wonderful.
All right.
Great to hear you back, Kathy.
Oh, thank you so much. Who and what is it, Dwayne?
So I think it's Brett, and I think he accidentally drove down like a one-way street.
Brett, he's laughing.
I, in fact, pride myself on being quite a good driver, and I have never driven down a one-way the wrong way.
I don't believe you.
I've been in the car with other people, but I have never done it myself.
Dwayne, I've done it.
I was going to say, I've done it a few times.
Sorry, Dwayne, not the correct answer.
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you for listening to me. All right, keep the guesses coming. 888-333-B101. One member of the show is the only one to have this happen to them. Who and what is it? Good morning, Faye.
Good morning, guys.
How are you?
I'm fine, you know. It is what it is.
All right, Faye, take a guess. Who and what is it?
I think that Laura has hit the lottery. Either a scratch-off or the numbers.
Ooh, Laura, did you ever win the lottery?
No. Aww. Not even close, Faye. If I did, you won? Is that what you said?
Did you win?
Back in 2004, I hit it's when they paid more, $40,000.
Go, Faye. Off. Nice, Faye.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
But that was then, this is now.
She's like, and now I'm trying to win $909. All right, we'll try again at 9:10, Faye.
I sure will, guys. Love you guys. Just love you.
Oh, thank you. We love you, too.
All right, sweetheart. Have a good one,
All
honey.
Right, have a great day. Brett, you like kind of perked up. Did you ever win the lottery?
No.
Oh, gosh, you're just sitting up straight?
No. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I like my posture to be good, Kathy.
All right, my bad. Let's go to Denise. Good morning, Denise.
Good morning.
All right, who and what is it?
I think it's Kathy, and I think you were featured on the cover of a magazine. Ooh.
Denise, I feel like you might... Were you watching me yesterday? I'm not kidding.
No.
I can't say anything. Actually, I'm not allowed to say anything right now. But what I will say is there's something exciting that's coming.
Ooh.
And that's all I can say. So, Denise, no, not yet have I ever been featured on the cover of a magazine. So, no, sorry, that's not the correct answer.
Okay.
But keep trying. Thank you for listening.
Have a great day, guys.
Have a great day. All right, let's go to our last guest for this round. It's Liz. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. So one member of the show is the only one to have this happen to them. Who and what is it?
I want to say Laura and a wardrobe malfunction.
Oh, like Janet Jackson?
Oh, no.
Did Bobby stand behind you? No, just kidding.
Oh, my God. No. Visuals. Yuck.
Laura, did you ever have a wardrobe malfunction?
I actually have, and it's one of the most embarrassing moments of my life.
Really?
So in high school, my friend, he was like kind of a bully, so he's kind of messing with me in front of the lunchroom, like our lunch table, messing with me. And I was like very soft-spoken and never really like, you know, said anything.
Really?
I mean... What? I would just take the jokes, right?
Okay, all right.
But the one day I decided not to take the joke and I like said something kind of mean back to him and got up to walk away. And my skirt
was tucked in.
It was like a long flowy skirt and it got stuck on my foot.
Oh, no.
And then I mooned the table.
Oh, no.
I mooned the table I like had my zinger and walked away and then... My butt.
Oh, my
God. My butt everywhere.
Liz, that did happen to Laura, but it actually also happened to me. So she's not the only one. So that's not the correct answer. So sorry.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Have a great day, Liz.
So what happened to you?
So you guys know I'm a salsa dancer and I used to perform. I don't perform anymore, but I used to do these performances. And in one of the performances, there was like a hook behind my neck and the hook came undone and the whole one side flapped down. Now, fortunately, I had like some sort of something underneath. It wasn't quite a bra, but it was something that you would wear underneath for, you know, performances. And so, but still, it was still pretty darn embarrassing. And I remember my partner, we had to like drop to the floor at one point, and I dropped to the floor like way early. And he was like, what is she doing? What's going on? And he kept dancing. And I was able to, I don't know how, in probably about 5 seconds, re-hook that and finish the entire routine. I was like proud of myself that I was able to do that. But yeah, it was caught on video and it lives out there somewhere. And yeah, it was embarrassing.
I had a wardrobe malfunction too. I split my pants when the Eagles lost the Super Bowl. I was so upset. There's a video of me like walking through Temple's campus with just the biggest rip right down the center.
Did you have undies on?
Yes, okay, Kathy.
I'm just checking. I don't know with you. Sometimes. No, I'm just kidding. This is a good topic. Yes. Have you had a wardrobe malfunction? 888-333-B101. Call us. We've got $909 in the jackpot for the impossible question this morning on the Kathy Romano Show. The question is, one member of the show is the only one to have this happen to them. Who and what is it? We have Nicole on the line. Good morning, Nicole.
Good morning. Is it Laura having a baby in 2026?
Laura having a baby in 2026. Oh, do you think this is like her announcement?
Yeah.
Nicole? No.
They'd be pretty close to Irish twins if you were.
I don't think I could handle that right now.
Sorry, Nicole. Have a great day.
You too.
Laura got another phone call today. Your poor son still dealing with allergies, now has a bloody nose.
I know. Like, I cannot handle another child at this point. I just, two kids is good for me.
At this point, I don't know how you're not a full-blown alcoholic. Keep the guesses coming. 888-333-B101. One member of the show is the only one to have this happen to them. Who and what is it? We've got $909 for the impossible question this morning. One member of the show is the only one to have this happen to them. Who and what is it? Good morning, Tom.
Good morning.
What's your guess?
It was Kathy, and she locked herself out of her house.
Actually, I was locked out of my house. The battery on my keypad to my front door and the battery to my garage, two separate batteries, two separate systems, died, and I was not able to get in my house. Isn't that crazy? Like, we don't carry keys anymore.
Yeah,
I could not. I could not get into my house. I had to go to my cousin's house and pick up a key. He had a key to my house from years ago, and I had to go pick it up in order to get into my house. So I have done that. Has anybody else locked themselves out of their house?
I used to do that a lot.
Really?
Like in high school, I would always forget my keys, and my mom still like loves to tell the story. I would go in through our doggy door. It was like my party trick that I could like finagle my body through the doggy door
to get in. Sorry, Tom, not the correct answer.
Thanks anyway.
All right, have a great day, Tom.
You too. Bye-bye.
Good morning, Margie.
Hi.
One member of the show is the only one to have this happen to them. Who and what is it?
I'm going to say Bobby, and he forgot his shopping bags because he lives in Jersey and they don't have plastic bags.
Oh, the reusable shopping bags. This is my guess. Bobby's not here today. I bet you he keeps them in his car and he never forgets them. But even if he does forget them, I always forget them. Margie, I don't live in New Jersey, but in Montgomery County where I live, also no plastic bags. You have to use the reusable bags. I forget them more than I actually bring them, and they are sitting in the trunk of my car and I still forget them. So no, Margie, sorry, not the correct answer.
Okay, thank you.
Have a great day. Let's go to the last call of the morning. We have Catherine on the line. Now, if Catherine gets this correct, obviously she'll win the $909. If she gets it wrong, that means we will go up to $1,010 tomorrow morning. All right, Catherine, one member of the show is the only one to have this happen to them. Who and what is it?
Laura was born in the back of a taxi.
Laura was born in the back of a taxi. We had a guess yesterday that Bobby was born in a car. We're still going to confirm or deny tomorrow when he's back. But Laura, were you born in a taxi?
I was not. Aww. Nope.
It was actually a clown car.
Yes.
Catherine, sorry, not the correct guess.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Have a great day. Hey, that's good news, though. That means we're over $1,000, $1,010 tomorrow morning. We'll do two more rounds of it, and we'll see if we can get a correct guess. Thanks so much for joining us. Here's the clip of the day. It's from Jennifer, a caller earlier. We were talking about wardrobe malfunctions. She rolled over in the middle of the night in her button-down pajamas, and something flopped out, and she traumatized her friend for life.
And she said it was, like, in her face. She must have been, like, turned towards me or whatever. And she was... I just scared the heck out of her. She said she got up and she went into the middle room to sleep.